Yeah, so it is the same kind of story. Sun comes out in Rosnala and the toilets appear in the news. That was the sense around Rosnala this morning, an almost annual expectation now at this stage. And frustration really for the people in Rosnala and businesses in Rosnala, who have such a love for the place. Rosnala, as you know, is beautiful. And Rosnala Beach is the busiest beach in the whole of Donegal. And I suppose the frustration that we just can't get the proper public infrastructure in the place. So whilst it might be dressed up as vandalism, you know, because obviously the toilet is overflowing and people have left mess or whatever, the issue is that you go to the beach for the day, you need to go to the toilet, you see a toilet block there, and you assume that it's going to be suitable for use when you get there. You go to it and, you know, when you need to go, you need to go. And, you know, without any maintenance throughout the day or even a daily basis, this is what you run into. And it's not just, you know, yesterday or the day before. Every single time that there is any sense of, you know, an increase in population coming to Rosnala, this happens. I don't think there's that many vandals around, really. You know, I think this is more about maintenance and proper maintenance of public infrastructure. And it's the same thing again and again that we see in Rosnala.
And who does that ultimately come down to, the level of maintenance being carried out? Is it Donegal County Council, or is it the people who own the portable toilets that are there at the minute?
I suppose ultimately it is complicated, and I get the challenge for Donegal County Council. There is a current contract in place that is outsourced and that has been maintained, but I think the issue is it has not been maintained often enough. So off season, as far as I understand, it is once per week, coming into season twice per week. That is not enough to be able to cope with the level of people using these toilets, and the level of demand that is there. We need to really up that maintenance, and you know, the county council are ultimately the people who have the ability to be able to do that.
And obviously, in an ideal situation now, we're in the middle of April, you'd love to get that, I'd imagine, that maintenance increased ahead of when we're in the thick of the summer months.
Yeah, like I would echo Mickey Mac this morning or yesterday morning, sorry, whenever he was on with you, whenever he called for the need for a proper part-time caretaker within there. I have long advocated with the council that the solution to this isn't by, you know, an outsourced company coming in once per week, twice per week to maintain toilets that just demand more of maintenance. And we need to look at the level of funding currently being spent on the maintenance and think about, is that the appropriate use of those public funds? Public funds are tight come by, but we need to spend them carefully. And I would advocate for a community-led solution, having somebody within the area locally spend it, you know, and the money being spent to them. But of course, it's very difficult to get somebody locally to clean the toilet or to take on that job if they see that picture or if that's the state the toilets are in, because who would want to do that? But of course, if the toilets were maintained a couple of times a day or checked, and you know, oftentimes they just need flushed to, you know, make sure that they're not blocking up, and obviously cleaned on a daily basis, that, you know, that job would become easier over time because it's an ongoing kind of thing. You know, it's not being left to get into the state, and then, you know, you're kind of, it's on the news, and then we'll have this conversation, and next year we'll be back here again having the same conversation. So, you know, that it's the maintenance ultimately, and I think we are spending money currently on it. We need to think, can we spend that money differently?